Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Kind of a two-sided day today here, maybe corn a little softer, soybeans and wheat trying to go a little firmer here.
Yeah, the wheat, pretty good bounce again. It's the third or fourth day of fund short covering. As I've been mentioning the last few months, that the funds worked themselves in almost to a record short of wheat in Chicago, and short as it's been in years in Minneapolis and Kansas City. But we have, you know, from last Thursday's low to today's high, we've had about a 66-cent bounce in Kansas City, 65 in Chicago, and about 45-cent bounce in Minneapolis. So we've had a pretty good bounce here. There is some rain forecasted for Kansas, maybe not so much in that western edge, but there is going to be quite a bit of rain around here the next 5-6 days across the middle of the whole country.
Sure. A little bit of technical trade possibly, too, with option expiration coming up here on, is it Friday?
Yep. Option expiration on Friday, and then first notice days on next Tuesday. So, yeah, a lot of things happen here fast and at the end of the month here for the grains.
Yeah.
Otherwise, demand is so-so. The European market was a little softer today, not following our market, but again, it's more of a fund-driven rally than anything right now.
Yeah. What's the weakness in the corn market?
Well, there again, just demand's a little bit slow, and I think some of the funds were long corn and beans and short wheat, and so they had to sell the wheat as sell the corn and beans as they bought their short wheat back. So that's part of it. Otherwise, we're just kind of in a narrow trading range. We have been in this corn all winter, and there's really not much in the, demand is good, but it's not stellar, and there's again going to be quite a bit of rain around. Probably a fair amount of corn will get seeded this week before the rain shows up over the weekend, so just not a lot of bullish news in the corn and beans as of right now.
How about livestock? What's happening there?
A little sell-off today after yesterday's good bounce. Feeders down $2 to $3. Lives down $1.90. No word on the cash, but, we've had, there again, a pretty good bounce in these cattle. After the report there last week was bullish, but now we're about $2 off those highs. But nonetheless, it was kind of a friendly report, and we'll just have to see where the cash kind of trades out here this week.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about?
The energy market's been weak here today also. We did see a draw of over 6 million barrels on the crude on the weekly EIA report. A build is 630, or a draw of 634,000 barrels of gasoline, but a build of distillates of 1.6, which kind of concerns the market a little bit. But heating oil down, gasoline up on that report, and crude down 50 cents.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.